While pollock and crab are some of the Bering Sea's better known fisheries, Alaska is also a major exporter of rockfish. Over 30,000 metric tons are expected to be harvested in the Aleutian Islands this year, and much of that will be sent to Japan, where the fish is valued for its red coloring.
Compared to other Alaska fisheries, it's quite small, but if you look at the rockfish catches, if you sort of get outside of Alaska and you compare what the rockfish catch in Alaska is to a lot of fisheries worldwide, it's really quite large. I think we have kind of this perception in Alaska, you know, our definition of small is quite different than the rest of the world.
That's Paul Spencer. For the last 13 years, he's worked for the Alaska Fisheries Science Center in Seattle, and he spent the past week in Unalaska conducting research on rockfish and teaching the community about this fishery, which many know little about. Last night, he spoke to an audience of about 20 people at the Museum of the Aleutians about how the rockfish fishery is managed. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration regularly conducts surveys and studies catch data to figure out how much rockfish can be caught commercially in a given year. Because it's a smaller fishery, NOAA doesn't use acoustic survey methods and instead sticks to trawl studies.
We have these multi-species trawl surveys, you know, so they catch a lot of different kinds of species, and then we get biomass estimates of each of the species they catch. You know, so this, you know, in the Aleutian Islands, we have a trawl survey that happens once every 2 years when there's funding, which always seems to be certain.
Rockfish isn't one single type of fish. It refers to members of the Sebastidae family and covers everything from Pacific Ocean perch to rough eye. It's also marketed under many names like snapper and rock cod. But one thing that rockfish all have in common is that they're low-energy fish. They grow quickly, reaching a length of about a foot and a half, without preying on anything big. And likewise, they're not really big targets for larger predators.
Rockfish are kind of a little bit off the radar, in a sense. Their diet, at least for POP, you know, the Pacific Ocean perch, you know, consists largely of euphausids. It's not so much other fish, but kind of smaller krill-like kind of animals. Their prey doesn't really fit into these larger kind of fishery models. And they don't seem to be eaten, you know, in great abundance also by other animals too. So in a sense that, you know, I think our view of rockfish isn't so much that they're really interacting strong with other fish species, but they're sort of interacting more strongly with environmental variability, and that's what really kind of drives the year-class strength.
In addition to being food efficient, rockfish also live to be much longer than many other marine species, sometimes living as long as 150 years.
You know, 100 years ago was 1911. You know, think of things that happened in 1911, you know, and how, you know, antique it seems to us now. So the longevity is one thing that's really kind of fascinating, you know, these you know, somewhat little fish living to be that long.
In the Aleutian Islands, the commercial rockfish fishery is just picking up, with only 3% of the Pacific Ocean perch quota harvested. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.